Report. And for those who have not heard the Philadelphia Report before, it comes from Melanie Nathan, who is a South African-born attorney, a mediator, equality activist, and a human rights advocate. She is also the executive director of the African Human Rights Coalition. And for legal purposes, I have to say that the views of the contributors to this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the radio station or of the presenter. But they sometimes do.
Jonathan, thank you again for the opportunity to have the Philadelphia Report. This is Melanie Nathan. I'm reporting from Philadelphia to you there in Johannesburg, South Africa. I am shocked, absolutely shocked, that South Africa abstained from voting on the UN General Assembly resolution demanding that Russia withdraw from Ukraine. I don't even have the words to express how upset and disappointing this is. You know, the UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution that demands Russia immediately withdraw from Ukraine. And it was a powerful rebuke of Putin's invasion by a vast majority of the world's nations. After extraordinary debate, South Africa, in its abstinence, is complicit in its silence. And no amount of history between South Africa or deals made between South Africa and Russia can make what Putin is doing to Ukraine right. Enough to abstain. There is absolutely zero justification for South African to abstain. Interestingly, I've been watching closely the social media reactions of people, and most people support the extreme sanctions against Russia. However, I have seen posts on pages where people are saying we shouldn't applaud the sanctions causing the collapse of the Russian economy, because it's not the Russian people's fault. Now, they're right, I think. It's not the Russian people's fault. I do believe most Russians probably do not want this war. And I do believe that what Putin is doing is actually a war crime being committed right now in real time. However, to say that it's not the Russian people's fault, therefore we shouldn't punish them, reminds me of the argument against the sanctions that ended apartheid, that got rid of de Klerk and resulted in the release and presidency of Madiba, of President Nelson Mandela. You know, it seemed impossible, but it happened. And South Africans suffered, and they suffered willingly for it to happen. I use that word willingly with great caution. If people in a country are suffering under a despot or oppression or oppressive laws, they will welcome whatever it takes to end it. People are willing to suffer if that is the only solution and a means to an end. And I do believe the Russians are suffering under Putin. I believe Russia can invoke an event similar to the Arab Spring, to the point where people, if hurting enough, will come out in the hundreds of thousands and more onto the streets of Russia to protest. If they want their lives back, or a decent life, and their economy back, this is how they can bring Putin down. He can't arrest or kill every single Russian. They know they need to get rid of Putin. If this is a war that they don't want, or if they do not want to participate in what is, in my opinion, a war crime, they will fight to remove him from within. To that end, we ought to applaud whatever it takes to flush them into those streets, including their suffering. Most time, massive and difficult change is a concomitant of massive and difficult suffering. And it does come from within. To the Russians who you fear may starve or suffer because of their dear leader, if your leader brings death to your neighbor, then expect to starve. This is what I say to the Russians. If your leader brings death to your neighbor, expect to starve, expect to die, or do something about it. If you believe in Putin's war, if you believe in Putin's war, then you'll remain silent. And silence is complicit. If you are afraid of repercussions, such as arrest, then look to the bravery of your Ukrainian neighbors fighting for their lives. Maybe they will motivate you to fight for yours. And as for you, South Africa, let's hear some noise on this abstinence from this vote. Surely any decent person agrees that the humanitarian disaster and loss of innocent lives invokes this very simple resolution: get the hell out of Ukraine, Putin.
Melanie Nathan there with some strong words, and I've chosen a song to play which I think resonates the same thought. It's a Buffy St. Marie song, which I played a little while ago, but here it is by Donovan.
He's 5 foot two and he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears.